I'm one of those people who make a remarkable mental transition with lengthening days and warmer temperatures. I don't miss winter one bit. This past Mother's Day weekend was probably one of the best weekends I have had in ages. It was a busy, but super fun time. With two Mother's Day brunches and a friend's 60th birthday to cram into 2 days, my internal fun meter was on high. The festivities began on Saturday when my wife wheeled 98-year-old Nana over from Kin Village to join us on the backyard deck for brunch number one. In preparation for the evening's 60th birthday party in my old Carisdale stomping grounds, I decide to pull out a 50-pound box of photos to select a few to bring along to the party. 3 generations of the favorite ladies in my life, and I poured through hundreds of photos looking for some gems to remind everyone that yes, we were young once. The recollections and corresponding emotions that came with the photos were intoxicating, and I felt so lucky to have enjoyed so many unbelievably great moments with friends and family over many years. When we arrived at the party on the beautiful Saturday afternoon, I was so happy to see so many close friends together again after several daunting years. A couple dozen or so pals from elementary and high school years were in attendance, and though we rarely see everyone all the time, we made up for it on that night. The backyard garden was awash with chatter and laughter, and the stories and reminiscences were hilarious. A bunch of 25-year-olds trapped in 60-year-old bodies didn't deserve to have so much fun. Knowing that we would not be driving that evening, we spent the night at my family home, which was a short distance away. My mom still maintains the home and meticulous gardens at the age of 81. Brunch number 2 ensued in the shade of the towering rhododendrons. Once again, the memories poured in. I hope that spring turns your memory machine on too.